Why Brussels should be applying to Switzerland instead. Democracies are not collapsing. They are quietly being hijacked by rules, agencies, and subsidies that grow while citizens sleep. Switzerland alone shows what happens when government is forced to fear its people, not the other way around. From Matthias Bauer, 2101-2026. Complexity versus consent. The contrast between the self-reinforcing machinery of international bureaucracy and Switzerland's model of citizen-led discipline. Why do representative democracies find it so hard to restrain themselves? Why do rules, agencies, and subsidies expand even when voters ask for the opposite? And why does Switzerland, almost uniquely in the world, seem able to defy this gravitational pull toward ever-growing government? These questions lie at the heart of today's debate about democratic governance. They also stand at the center of my recent book, The Deep State Wants a Hug, which vividly portrays that democracy is not dying. It is being outcompeted in the long, quiet stretches between elections, where the real incentives of bureaucracy unfold. The book follows sectors that thrive in this twilight zone of complexity, from lawyers and tax advisors to certification bodies, tech lobbyists, NGOs, climate narrative designers, and state broadcasters, to show how rules become income streams while the public sleeps. Across the OECD, trust in government has been sliding for nearly 20 years, and the most recent figures show just how far countries diverge. Switzerland sits at the very top, with roughly 62% trusting the national government and 56% trusting parliament. Figure 1. The OECD average itself lies around 39% for governments and 37% for parliaments. Germany sits near this average. Trust in the national government is about 36%, while 35% trust the Bundestag. France is similar, at roughly 34% for both institutions. The United Kingdom sits lower still, at around 27% trust in government and 24% in parliament. These contrasts matter. They reflect where citizens feel their democratic institutions still work, and where they suspect government has drifted into the self-reinforcing logic of agencies, programs, and subsidies that grow regardless of what voters want. Source: OECD Trust Survey, 2023. Note: the figure presents the within-country distributions of responses to the question. On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all, and 10 is completely. How much do you trust? Insert name of institution. The share with high or moderately high trust corresponds to those who select an answer from 6 to 10 on the 0-10 response scale. Its institutions earn trust, not because they are flawless, but because they are designed to make government answer to citizens and, when necessary, fear them, rather than the other way around. Direct democratic instruments, constitutional debt breaks, transparent fiscal rules, and a culture of decentralization create a legal system in which professional lobbyists occasionally win, but cannot entrench themselves without public consent. What constrains government expansion in Switzerland is not political virtue, but enforceable institutional design anchored in law. Binding constitutional debt break, Article 126 der Bundesverfassung. The federal budget must be balanced over the economic cycle. Total ordinary expenditure may not structurally exceed ordinary receipts. Public expenditure ceiling tied to cyclically adjusted revenue with oversight and correction mechanisms. The permitted federal expenditure each year is set according to a formula that adjusts for economic conditions. If the government overspends, a compensation account requires that excess be offset in later years. Exception for emergencies, but with limits and later compensation. Extraordinary expenditures, e.g. during crises, are possible under the debt brake, but they must be explicitly approved and offset over subsequent years. Federal structure and cantonal sovereignty, Article 3 der Bundesverfassung. Cantons retain sovereignty over any matters not transferred to the Confederation, meaning many policy spheres, education, policing, local taxes, infrastructure, remain decentralized. Direct democratic instruments, referenda and initiatives. While the federal level does not permit a financial referendum on all budget items, Switzerland has robust mechanisms for constitutional initiatives and referenda on legislation requiring public approval, e.g. constitutional revisions, major laws. Rule of law and proportionality constraints on state action, Article 5 der Bundesverfassung. The Constitution mandates that state activity be in the public interest, proportionate and subject to legal constraints, limiting arbitrary expansion of state power. Subsidies in Switzerland are not generally prohibited by federal constitution. While the state is permitted to grant financial assistance, the principle of economic freedom, Article 27 BV, ensures that subsidies cannot be granted arbitrarily. They must be grounded in a specific legal basis, legalitates princip, and must be justified by a public interest that is proportionate to the resulting restriction on the economic freedom of competitors. Thus, the constitutional framework only imposes conditions to prevent the distortion of fair competition, rather than enacting an outright ban. Culture of fiscal discipline, reinforced by legal commitment and popular consent. The debt brake was approved by around 85% of voters in 2001, giving the rule strong democratic legitimacy. All of this adds up to something most democracies lack: a system where institutions are forced to behave financially the way healthy households or firms must behave. The consequences are visible not only in political culture, but also in measurable outcomes. Switzerland sits almost alone in a different institutional universe. One of the cleanest indicators is government debt as a share of GDP. Between 2014 and 2024, the United States rose to roughly 123%. France exceeded 116%, and the United Kingdom reached about 93%. Even Germany, for decades held up as the paragon of fiscal orthodoxy, stands at around 64%. Switzerland, by contrast, reduced its debt from roughly 43% to just under 40% over the same period. This is not creative accounting. It reflects its constitutional constraint, and it demonstrates that trust in public institutions is not magic. It is engineered through transparent rules, decentralized competition, and direct democratic oversight that impose discipline where other representative democracies allow drift. Source: OECD. Note: general government debt is the gross debt of the general government as a percentage of GDP. In many democracies today, citizens increasingly feel that taxpayer money is wasted, or that state-directed programs fail to achieve their objectives. The sense of dysfunction corrodes trust, fuels cynicism, and gradually disconnects voters from the institutions that are meant to serve them. This is not irrational frustration. In most representative democracies, the legal and fiscal machinery of the state expands faster than citizens can monitor or contest it. The mechanics are familiar. Laws proliferate, subsidies accumulate, technical decisions are quietly delegated to ministries, regulators, and arm's-length agencies. Accountability fragments while incentives reward the expansion of budgets and mandates rather than their disciplined management. The result is predictable. Those who understand how to monetize democratic and legal complexity always find ways to do so, often in the silent stretches between elections. My book analyses this ecosystem, the professions and industries that earn their income from interpreting, stretching, and multiplying rules, not through conspiracy or malice, but through incentives embedded in the legal institutional architecture of modern representative democracies. Switzerland is not perfect, but it is more perfect. Switzerland is not a utopia. It subsidizes agriculture, shields failing projects, and decorates mediocre ideas with elegant acronyms. The federal government has 241 separate subsidy channels, distributing nearly CHF $47 billion a year. Over a third are classified as economically dubious or harmful, including CHF $6.7 billion in clearly welfare-reducing measures, and CHF $31.3 billion with ambiguous effects, according to the IWP Subventions Report 2023. The IWP report highlights subsidies to agriculture, film, public transport, and multilateral organizations in Geneva that lack convincing justification, sometimes amounting to hundreds of millions of francs a year. The Federal Audit Office has repeatedly reached the same conclusion. Many subsidies are insufficiently monitored, insufficiently targeted, and insufficiently justified, with weak accountability and patchy oversight across numerous programs. Even when Switzerland gets it gets it wrong less badly. In Switzerland, subsidies exist, but they do not spiral out of control. They collide with real constraints. The debt brake forces trade-offs. Federal decentralization makes rent-seeking expensive. Direct democracy gives voters a veto, and the legalitätsprinzip prevents subsidies from becoming permanent industrial lobbies. Switzerland lives closer to escape velocity than systems that are democratic in theory, but increasingly unaccountable in practice. Even where Switzerland gets it gets it wrong less badly. Imperfection with discipline beats perfection on blank checks. In Switzerland, subsidies exist, but they do not spiral out of control. They collide with real constraints. The debt brake forces trade-offs. Federal decentralization makes rent-seeking expensive. Direct democracy gives voters a veto, and the legalitätsprinzip prevents subsidies from becoming permanent industrial lobbies. Swiss taxes, opaque but tolerable because they are low. The Swiss tax system is not transparent. It is a maze of cantonal rates, deductions, and stepwise burdens. But unlike Germany, France, or the UK, the opacity is not weaponized to confiscate wealth by stealth. The Swiss opacity is tolerated precisely because rates are low. Opaque and low feels like imperfect design. Opaque and high feels like expropriation. and opaque and high is what corrodes trust, which is why trust has collapsed across the OECD, but not in Switzerland. Dismantling professional privilege. In many democracies, certain professions occupy a protected caste position, shielded by tenure, privileged pensions, and institutional immunity from reform. Germany's Beamte system is the clearest expression of this. Lifetime status, structurally higher pensions, and a political culture in which any suggestion of change triggers outrage and accusations of neid debate. Switzerland took a different path. Historically, many public roles, teachers included, were appointed under a public law status with disproportionately strong protections. But from the 1990s onwards, these arrangements were dismantled. The classical Beamte status was replaced with contract-based employment governed by public law. Competence, not caste, became the organizing principle. Services continued to function, respect for the professions remained. The underlying Swiss principle is straightforward. Public functions must serve the public, not themselves. That is precisely the kind of institutional reform most representative democracies fear to attempt. And it is one reason Switzerland's public institutions remain more trusted, more accountable, and ultimately more compatible with democratic legitimacy. State media, the test of a functioning democracy. State media is the stress test for every modern government. In Switzerland, the test was passed in 2018. Abolish the license fee? The people voted. Result, 71.6% said no. Every canton stood behind the decision. The legitimacy of SRG, and SRF within it, lies not in being publicly funded, but in being accepted by public vote. Fast forward to 2025. SRG must cut 900 positions by 2029 due to reduced fees, digital disruption, and federal pressure to economize. For a public broadcaster to shrink in scope, cost, and staff, and do so without existential crisis, is unthinkable in Germany or at the BBC. But in Switzerland, statutory constraints and public legitimacy make such adjustments politically feasible. The No Billag vote was not a triumph of ideology, it was a triumph of legitimacy. It proved that subsidies endure only where trust endures, and that when constraints press, Switzerland adjusts rather than explodes. Switzerland is not the biblical land of milk and honey, and it certainly does not lack bureaucrats, subsidies, or inefficiencies. But it has achieved something profoundly rare among representative democracies. It has put constitutional structure between power and drift. The Swiss system makes government accountable to citizens, not citizens accountable to government. The Swiss should be proud of this. They have built a political order that others admire, but do not execute. Fiscal discipline is enforceable, not rhetorical. Citizens are not spectators but co-owners of governance. Power is distributed, rather than hoarded. Accountability is much more real than theatrical. Europeans and others would benefit from understanding this. Switzerland does not need to apply to join the European Union. If anything, Brussels should apply to join Switzerland. Real veto power, enforceable fiscal rules, decentralization and structural accountability are not Alpine traditions. They are the missing software patches for European democracy. Well, Germany is my mother country, so what should my fellow citizens do? First, avoid the grand illusion that Germany can be reformed within its current political architecture. The system is not broken, it is rigid. Laws do not die. They multiply. Every reform ends in preservation of the status quo. Privileges are entrenched, not seriously challenged. Bureaucracy expands, not adapts. Economic opportunity is smothered, not unleashed. So what remains for Germans, and anyone else caught in the rigid machinery of representative democracy? You can leave the country. You can exit the system economically through crypto. Or you can buy my book. Laugh, occasionally cry, and see why Swiss-style constitutional design is the closest thing we have to democratic realism. Or you can organize for something that sounds impossible. Genuine systemic reform, a constitutional redesign that makes Germany look more like Switzerland. Perhaps not culturally, but institutionally. If that sounds unrealistic, good. Political realism is the art of lowering expectations until nothing changes. In the meantime, just read the book. The Deep State Wants a Hug. How to Lobby Like Crazy and Make Money by Law. Matthias Bauer, Director at ECIPE. The book reveals how modern democracies are quietly outcompeted in the long stretches between elections. It shows how insiders turn legal complexity into reliable income streams. And it argues that more direct democracy, not culture, offers the closest thing to a solution.